time?
Sunday.
What day?
Sunday.
It's time to play the game.
Get ready for a game day edition of CBJ and 30.
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
Hear from the players and coaches as the Blue Jackets get set to hit the ice. Join the discussion on Twitter by using the hashtag CBJ and 30. Here's your host, Bob McGilligan.
Obviously, the Winnipeg Jets are in town tonight to take on the Blue Jackets as we near the end of the regular season. As a matter of fact, this is the final home game of the regular season to be played at Nationwide Arena. Welcome to CBJ and 30, a game day edition. I'm Bob McElligott. Doesn't that feel good to say the final home game of the regular season? Not the final home game of the season, the regular season. There is something beyond the regular season this year. There's a lot beyond the regular season. Yesterday, the Blue Jackets had named official what they knew was going to be the case for the last couple of weeks. They will face the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The question is, will Game 1 be in Columbus or will Game 1 be in Pittsburgh? It's likely it's going to be in Pittsburgh. Very likely it's going to be in Pittsburgh. Penguins have to go 1-2 this weekend, and the Blue Jackets have to go 2-1. Then it could flip, but I don't know. I just think it looks as though we're going to Pittsburgh next week to open the series at the PPG Paints Arena. And by that time, I'll learn to say it without stumbling. But I think that's where it's going to be. That's exactly what it looks like. I just can't wait to get there. It's maddening. And here's a game tonight. You've got to take on the Winnipeg Jets. They're a million miles out of the playoffs. But you've got to play out the schedule. Now, the Jets are going to be wanting to play spoiler tonight. They've got a lot of really young players, and they're playing for jobs. They want to make impressions and all that stuff. But really, why this team this late in the season? Why a team in the other conference this late in the season? One gripe I have about the NHL, okay, I've got more than one, but this is one I will share with you right now. You get to the end of the year, like what the Blue Jackets just went through playing Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Washington was great for the drama of it, but it was accidental. Why was Chicago on the schedule at that point late in the season like that? If they really want to develop these rivalries within the divisions, why don't you play more of your division games going down the stretch when they're four-point games and you really have a chance to you know, make some hay, if you will? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just nuts. Maybe I'm nuts. What's the Billy Joel song? You may be right, I may be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. You never know. Although one good storyline about this one tonight is that Jack Roslovic, who's a Columbus native, who became the first Columbus-born player to be drafted in the first round of a National Hockey League draft, is going to make his NHL debut tonight in his hometown. Great story. And I'm going to have Jack Roslovic on this show in just a bit. But first, let's get it started off like I already do. And let me start by saying this. If you have been out on that ledge with the Blue Jackets having lost four in a row, if you've been standing on the ledge, if you're peering over the edge of the ledge, again, sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, right? Edge of the ledge. If you've been peering over there, get ready to take a step back. And it's not going to be me that convinces you. Oh, no, it's not going to be me. It's going to be Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella in our exclusive one-on-one game day interview.
Torts, it's very easy for fans to look at a four-game losing streak and panic. You haven't done that. I don't think your team has done that. I know that they're concerned about their scoring within the room there. But all in all, is it just what you've been talking about for the last week, just trying to get through these last three games to get to what really counts?
The number one thing is we need to get healthy, stay healthy with the group we have. We've lost a couple of key guys in Zedzi and Z, hoping they're going to be back. You just want to get through the rest of the games healthy. There won't be, hasn't been, any panic. This is really, we're the last team in the league that has gone through a losing streak. It's the first time we've lost more than two straight. A really weird type of situation when you clinch and things change a little bit, and as far as mindset, we're not going to overthink it. We're going to try to play the right way and just try to get better each and every day.
As you and I have talked all year about this being a season of new experiences for your team, is it in any way good to go through this experience where you've lost more than three in a row for the first time and have to deal with it?
Yeah, yeah. You never want to write it. You never want to lose three, four in a row. But it's our first time. Remember, I told you guys after game 20 or we're winning some hockey games there, we're going to go through some adversity, losing three, four, maybe five in a row. We never did. Never did during the season. And now it comes at this time. And I think a lot of people, a lot of noise around me, everybody's wetting their pants about, oh, my God, what happened to the team? This, stop it. We're going to find our way. We are just going to go about our business as we always do. Whether it be good or bad, we're going to try to find a way to play the right way. I don't know what happens in playoffs, but we can't overthink a little bit of a struggle right now that we've gone through here. That is the worst thing that could possibly happen. No matter what happens in these three games, Bobby, we're going to feel good about ourselves in that playoff start because we should. We're a good hockey club.
I'll plead guilty a little bit to what you just talked about, especially the other night in Pittsburgh, because you want to beat that team, yeah, knowing you're going to play, yeah, them next week. But I've got to ask you this. After the second period, I was talking to somebody who said to me, I like the way you guys continue to hit them. I think, yeah, in a long series, that's going to bode really well for, yeah, you guys. And when you're close to your own team, do you tend to see all the blemishes and maybe, you know, people on the outside come in, they say, man, you guys are really good. And you go, no, we're not really good. We're missing this. We're missing, yeah, that. Yeah. Does that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny how people look at things versus the way we look at it every day. You know, I look at the Pittsburgh game. We have 74 shot attempts at their net. We're struggling as far as finishing and making some good plays that way. I thought their power play was good. We gave up six scoring chances there. But other than that, we gave up 10 other scoring chances to them, five on five, where we had 17. So I looked at our battle level. I looked at our finishing of checks, which is going to be a very important part for us in that series. Because that's a fast team. That's a very good hockey club. We're going to have to play to our style. And so there was a lot of good things that go on in there. Do you like the result? No. I'm not coaching a 4-1 result. I need to coach it what the team played, what they did good, and what they did or bad. And we go about our business that way.
The other night you split up all your defensemen to try to even out your pairs. By the third period you had Jack Johnson back with David Savard. Marcus Nuttavaara was playing with Seth Jones, and I know you've said you're going to do that again tonight. How about this guy? Couldn't even get into the lineup a couple of days ago. Now you have him with Seth Jones. What a great chance.
Yeah, it is a good chance. We tried a lot of different things, but Jonesy's played with a puck-moving defenseman all year long in Z. We didn't like, listen, losing Z is a huge hole. It's amazing what a 19-year-old kid in the year he's had, what it does to your six. But we're going to settle with this to start this game. We think a puck mover with Jonesy is good. We can keep Savvy and Jack together, which we really want to do. And then Q and Harry have played together this year. So we'll go with that and we'll see where we go.
Brandon Saad has won two Stanley Cups. You've been talking about your bigger players needing to step up their game. How high is he on that list for you?
Yeah, he is. I think him, Cam, and Wenny, I put him on the line all together in the third period because I think those are the three guys that are really struggling. With Sauter, and I have to watch myself, he has two Stanley Cup rings in his pocket, and he's still just 23 years old. I'm not crazy about his play. I'm not crazy about Cam's play or Winnie's play, but I think you have to trust your players. Those are good players. I watched Sauter when he was playing with Chicago raise his level. And I forget what year it was when they won a Stanley Cup. I believe he's going to be there. It's my job. I'm just trying to coach him and Cam not to get into too many bad habits here. But I do trust that Sauter is going to be a mainstay here. He had Hossa. He had Taves. He had Duncan. He was loaded with a lot of veteran leadership there. It's different with this team. He needs to be our Hossa. He needs to be that guy to lead the way, not sit in the weeds and play on a second and third line. He needs to be a top player for us. And that's a lot to ask as you go through here, but I think he's capable. We have to remember he's 23, too. And I have to remember we're still in a process with this hockey club. No matter if we have 106 points now or not, we still have a lot of things that we need to go through a process with our young guys.
Finally for you, this game tonight, you're playing a team that's out of the playoffs, but they're playing for jobs. Sometimes that can be even more dangerous. And you know they're a very physical team. And they actually have a kid on the other side that's going to make his NHL debut who is from Columbus. So a lot of special things going on in this game tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, they've won their last five games. They're playing loose. They know, you know, unfortunately they're not in. But they, you look at their team, they can score goals. And they are a physical team. So one thing great about our league, with the athletes that we have, they have pride. And I don't think any players lay down because they're out of the playoffs. I think there's more of a push that they just want to leave everything on the ice because they're not going to get into the second season. So the looseness and the lack of pressure as far as getting ready for playoffs and just the simple pride that these guys have, that's a pretty good mixture for a team. And that team can score goals. They're pretty flush right on through their lineup.
I was watching this morning on NHL Network. There was a commercial for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I thought, man, how nice is it to know that you're part of that next week and you're not like the Winnipeg Jets? Because last year we were there, yeah. And it was depressing almost, yeah, to watch those commercials knowing you had no chance.
Yeah, it's hard. We were there for a few weeks. We were done for a few weeks there, and it's hard. I thought our guys, like I said about this Winnipeg team, I thought our guys played hard, but it sucks. It's a long regular season. I think players are always, their legacy is made in playoffs. They're, you know, everything, your organization legacy there and what you are as an organization is about playoffs. So when you're not there, it's a tough one. And so we're very fortunate to, I'll be honest with you, Bobby, I've pulled my hair out in the past couple of weeks. You know, which path do I go here? Because I know we've fought it, and I think we've lost a little intensity. But you have to be really careful in this situation not to waste the bullets then where your team basically knows they're in. It is a human instinct to just, we're in. So it just changes a bit. And it's been hard, but I'd rather be in this situation, know we're in, and try to coach a team that way than trying to get a team in there in the last day of the regular season.
Well, if you're pulling your hair out, I hope you look like Yarmo by the time we're done playing here in June with no hair.
I'll never look like him. I know I'm losing my hair. I'll never look like him.
That's a good thing, right?
That's a real good thing.
Torch, thanks. Good luck.
All right, Bob.
Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella. Could you imagine him looking like Yarmo Kekalainen with that bald head? No, he would not look good like that at all. That's no offense to Yarmo. I'm just saying Torch would not look good at all if he had zero hair. But you hear his demeanor and his confidence in his team and what he believes in and what he feels about them. You've got to believe in that, to be honest with you. That's the whole thing. You and I get so bent out of shape. I was bent out of shape. I was mad in that Pittsburgh game. 3-0, I was like, are you kidding me? Are you serious to come in here and have a chance to overtake these guys and then have this happen? But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. You're still going to play that team. If you have to start in their building, fine. Let them think that you're going to be easily beatable and surprise them. You've got to surprise them. If you don't, then it's all for naught. But really, it's the intensity factor wasn't nearly the same as what it will be next week. Not even close. So we've got to get there. And then, you know, if game one is like these last couple of games have been, then we can worry about it. Then we can go to a whole different level of worry. And I will bet you that Tortorella will change his tone just a little bit if he feels that there is still that concern within the room when they start playing playoff games. So let's just listen to him. Stop it. You heard him. Stop it. Quit wetting your pants. That's what he said. That's basically what he said. Quit wetting your pants. It'll be fine. Just relax. It'll be fine. A guy that didn't have a chance to play in Pittsburgh the other night, and it was a surprise to me, quite frankly, is Matt Calvert. He was a healthy scratch in that game, but Matty's going to be back in there tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Had a chance to catch up with him earlier. Matt, it's been a tough stretch for you guys here, losing the last four games. I know you didn't play in the last one in Pittsburgh, but what's the mood in this room right now? What's the mindset as you guys get ready to hit the ice again tonight?
We got these last few games to get our head on straight and get our power play going and get some goals in the back of the net.
In saying that, are you starting to get any sense as a team that you've got to get this worked out? It's becoming imperative to get it worked out before the playoffs?
Yeah, you always want to work the kinks out. Obviously, we haven't lost four in a row all year. I think the most we had lost was two in a row we were talking about today. So, you know, it's something we're focused on, getting back on the winning side of things. And, you know, it's going to be a tough one tonight. Winnipeg's pretty hot as of late. So we're going to come out, hopefully use our crowd, and get off to a good start.
I mentioned you didn't play a couple of nights ago in Pittsburgh. You were a healthy scratch, and I'm sure that was very disappointing for you. But being that it's against the Winnipeg Jets and you're from the Winnipeg area, from Brandon, Manitoba, going up against your hometown team, basically, and being back in the lineup, do you need any more incentive than that?
No, not at all. I think I'll be ready to go along with my teammates, and I think we're excited about tonight.
What do you expect out of this team tonight? A team that's out of the playoffs, but a team that is playing very well.
You know, we've been in their position a few times in the last couple of years, and you know, you got nothing to lose. You go out there and play. You know, younger guys get opportunities this time of year. And, you know, we're going to expect their best. And so we're going to try to bring our best and try to keep it at playoff level.
You talked earlier about getting your scoring back as a team, and you're going up against an NHL rookie goaltender tonight in Erik Comrie. What kind of an approach do you take against him?
You know what? You know, I'm sure he'll be excited to play, but you know, getting pucks to the net. I think we'll just focus on ourselves. That's what we talked about tonight. Shooting for rebounds, getting traffic to the net. Just you know, the simple remedy to not scoring goals every time. So you know, we're going to really focus on that tonight, and then hopefully put a few in the back of the net.
Your teammates were able to put up 39 shots in Pittsburgh the other night. Are you at the point that you feel that you just need to catch a break?
Yeah, I think you got to work for your breaks, and you got to figure out. You know, it's been quite a few games like that, so you know, there's some things we could fix in here, and we're working on that right now, and try to work a bit on practice there. A lot of 3-on-1, 5-on-1s, get the confidence up. So, no, we're just gonna keep on plugging away, and hopefully get out of the slump before the playoffs.
If I were to ask you right now, looking back on the year, as you sit here in Game 80 tonight, looking back on the year, what have you learned the most as a team?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, setting the bar a little higher. You know, expecting more out of yourself, not being, you know, not losing to Washington by one goal and being happy with it. It's expecting to win every night. You know, and it started right from training camp, I think, with us. You know, he obviously had us for most of last year, but he really put his mark on us in training camp. You know, pushing us to another level. It was the hardest camp I've ever been a part of, and it just kind of goes to show you do got that other level, and it's something we were missing around here. So I think that was the start of things, and then you know, a lot of guys just have stepped up and had great years, and you know, we've kind of built off each other and built everyone's confidence up.
Blue Jackets forward Matt Calvert, it's going to be good to see him back in the lineup tonight, hopefully scoring some goals. I know for one thing, he and William Karlsson will be doing their thing when it comes to penalty killing. They're tremendous together, going out there and shutting down the opposition's power play. So I think Matt's going to have a big bounce back game tonight. He's got something to prove. He's got to prove that he should never be taken out of the lineup. And I expect him to play trying to prove that tonight, with that intensity, trying to prove just that thing. Well, another guy that's going to have a big role tonight is Marcus Nuttavaara. You heard me talking with John Tortorella about the fact that he's going to play alongside of Seth Jones. And that is a great responsibility. I had a chance to catch up with Marcus and talk to him about it.
It's a pretty good opportunity for you tonight, isn't it, to get a chance to jump up and play with Seth Jones?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Jones is so good, and I hope it's going to be good.
You got to play with him the other night in Pittsburgh in the third period. What is it for you? Is it just doing the same thing you always do?
Yeah, of course. And I know he can do offensive kind of stuff, and I like that. And he's going to get the puck up and keep it on the offensive. So,
for you, the last couple of weeks, it's been play a game or two and then have to sit out, come back in and play. You know, now a chance to jump to the top pair. How excited are you about that?
Very, very excited. I like to play big minutes. And, of course, it's easier for D if you play big. And, yeah, I can play more like relaxed. And, of course, I try to make more plays.
What have you learned the most this year, now that you're almost at the end of the regular season? What have you learned throughout the year to make yourself better?
One thing is for sure, it's a long season, and it's hard. But all those kind of little things in the defensive zone, and how talented all the guys are, and play more. I have to play more smarter, how do you say that? But like put the pucks in the neutral zone, and keep that by simple.
This is the first time you guys have had a long losing streak this year. How important is it to you to get a win in this final home game of the regular season?
I don't know about win or lose. It's going to be for us, we have to play better and keep scoring goals. But just get our game in a good position before playoffs.
Blue Jackets rookie defenseman Marcus Nudavara jumping up to the top pair tonight. I can see that working. Because of what Torch said, he is a puck-moving defenseman. Seth Jones is used to that, and Seth has also got that ability to help his partner cover up for their mistakes. So I think that should work out well. And Marcus has gotten more confidence throughout the course of the year. You know, he's developed in a lot of ways, and that includes his language. I know, there are some things that he's struggling for the word, but he has come a long way in that department since the beginning of the year. And I have great respect for those guys. I can't speak but one language. This is it. This is what I got. That is all. There's a couple of words here and there. None of them you're able to put on the air, pretty much. But, I really have a lot of respect for those guys. That they've got to come over and they've got to change everything. How they live, how they eat, how they speak. And they're young. And sometimes I guess it's easier to do when you're younger, but they've spent their whole life in another country. All of a sudden, they come over here, and we expect them to be just like us immediately. And they got to work at it. But, man, the guys that do, I have total respect for them. Total respect for them. Now, those baseball players that are here for 10 years and still won't do an interview in English, not much respect for them. I don't, because they're not trying. These guys are trying. They're trying in every aspect of life. So I really appreciate that, and I hope Marcus has a good game tonight. And the Blue Jackets need him to, but for him, I've just liked what he's done this year, and I hope that it continues through the playoffs. Let's turn our attention to the Winnipeg Jets, and let me get a little bit more specific. Let's turn our attention to the very young Jack Roslovic, born January 29th, 1997. Boy, does that make me feel old, for crying out loud. 20 years old, from Columbus, 6'1", 182 pounds, and a couple of summers ago, in 2015, he was selected 25th overall in the first round of the NHL draft by the Winnipeg Jets, becoming the first Columbus native ever to get selected in the first round of the NHL draft. Played his whole life here in Columbus, basically. He started here in the Chillers. He came to the Blue Jackets games and watched them play. He spent his life here, and now his NHL career gets underway here. He will make his NHL debut tonight at Nationwide Arena in front of friends and family, and it will be special. I had a chance to catch up with Jack earlier today.
Jack, you come into a building that you've been to many times before, but never like this. What's this day like for you?
Yeah, it's really fun. There are no really words that you can describe it with. Obviously, I've been on the other side of things for past 17 years or whatever, since 2000, and being on this side, it's special for me, I guess, and to see everybody come to the game and support me is going to be really fun.
As a kid, had you played on the big ice here before?
Yeah, I think I played a couple times in between periods, and practiced a couple times, but besides that, nothing much.
It's going to be a pretty big deal when you go from playing in between periods to actually playing the period, right?
Yeah, for sure.
To go out for the morning skate today, was it kind of surreal for you to be out there and skating, actually preparing for an NHL game here?
Yeah, well, we had practice yesterday, and I'm really familiar with the rink, so I knew all the ins and outs of it, and I've been in there a bunch of times, so it wasn't too unfamiliar, but I guess the circumstances were a little bit unfamiliar, and being able to get on the ice and prepare for a game, it was really cool.
On a day like this, does it kind of take you back to when you were just a little kid and you're starting to skate and starting to play and being in the Chillers all around town and all that?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely brings you back to the days where you're just developing in this neck of the woods. So, just really exciting.
You mentioned there's going to be a lot of people here to watch you tonight. People, your former coaches. There'll be the Sherwood family's going to come and watch you tonight. Of course, Cole's in the Blue Jacket system now. And how special is that for you, knowing that there's so many people that have kind of been a part indirectly of your journey that all want to be here for this special night tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't really even call it indirectly. A lot of those people helped me push to get to this level, and to get to this day. It's what they all have been kind of dreaming for. I think even some of them are more excited than I am in some aspects. Being able to see somebody succeed and that you kind of just watch the whole way grow, and you know, I think a lot of people are going to be really excited about that.
Let's take it a step further. What about your buddies that you grew up with? They've got to be thrilled.
Yeah, they're thrilled. They're all Blue Jackets fans too. So I don't know if they're going to be wearing a Winnipeg jersey or wearing a Blue Jackets jersey. We'll find out.
Talk with Jack Roslovic of the Winnipeg Jets. And when you were in the draft, the Blue Jackets were maneuvering. They were trying. I know they wanted to get you, and it didn't work out that way. But you come to an organization here where you're surrounded by a lot of other young guys. You played in the American Hockey League this year with the Manitoba Moose, which is in the very same building that the Jets play in. What has this whole pro experience been like for you?
It's been really fun. Being able to be right next to the NHL team, it's helps with a lot of the amenities that the NHL gets, and kind of, you know, being close to the NHL team is just nice for the management as well, just to keep an eye on players. And, you know, I think that with our coach this year, with Pascal Vincent being the assistant coach last year, helped a ton, helped me grow my game. And, you know, they talked a lot to Pascal and obviously Paul. And, you know, I think being able to just read your players and, you know, everyone kind of setting an opinion to one thing and one player is really good.
What about just living in the same city? You get called up, you don't have to move. A lot of guys have to go hours and just grab whatever belongings they can get for weeks at a time. What's it like to just be in the same place and go, hey, go to this dressing room today instead of that one?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what a big reason why it's so nice to have it's another reason why it's great to have a city like that. You know, you kind of get acclimated with the city. You're already acclimated with the city, and that definitely takes a big factor for kids who have to go sometimes even cross-country. So,
you mentioned getting in yesterday and practicing. How much time did you get to spend with family last night?
Practice was around 2, so probably hung out from like 3 to 9, so a good amount of family time, but be home in a week. So
that is unfortunate, right? That's not a good thing. It's good to come home, but not at this time of the year when you're playing in the NHL.
Yeah.
All right, one last thing for you. Who was your favorite Blue Jacket when you were growing up?
I'd probably say Nash. Nash was one of my favorite Blue Jackets, but I had a lot of favorites. I could definitely go through the list, but and I'll save that.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. Congratulations. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Columbus native Jack Roslovic, who will make his NHL debut tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. You know, ironically, he's not going to be the only guy making his NHL debut tonight. Goaltender Eric Comrie is going to make the start for the Winnipeg Jets this evening as well. So two guys getting a chance to make their debuts together, and that's always special. It is special for them. What else about the Winnipeg Jets? They've won 5 in a row. They're trying to make it 6 tonight. Blue Jackets need to snap their 4-game losing streak, so they want to halt Winnipeg at 5 straight games. You've got Patrick Laine, who is second to Austin Matthews in the rookie scoring race. He's going to be here tonight. Dustin Byfuglien, big Dustin Byfuglien on the back end on the blue line. Always look for his hulking frame and his big, hard slap shot. But this Winnipeg team, they're fast and they're tough. They're young. They actually have more younger players than the Toronto Maple Leafs. Scott Brown, their public relations director, told me this morning, he goes, everybody crows about the Leafs and how many guys they have under 24. We actually have more guys in that age range that have played more games, like 800-some games to the Leafs, 700-some for guys of that age. So they're a young team, and again, they're playing with no care. They have nothing to lose. They're just trying to put good impressions in for next year. So that makes them dangerous. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight at Nationwide Arena. I'll be on the air starting at 6:45 with pregame coverage on the Blue Jackets Radio Network, and that includes the flagship station 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. You can also hear the game on the NHL app. On the TuneIn app, the Blue Jackets have a channel. You can listen to the game through that, or you can get it at bluejackets.com. Going to be special tonight at Nationwide Arena. Final regular season home game. Blue Jackets, Winnipeg Jets. Until then, I'm Bob McGilligan saying so long.